Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe Hardman, a TV presenter, a radio broadcaster and a mummy to my beautiful 18-month-old daughter Luna.
And I'm Georgia Dayton. I work in marketing for House of Fraser and I am mum to a little cheeky boy, Axel, who's 19 months old.
And together, we are Made by Mamas. So Georgia and I met in a coffee shop whilst we were both pregnant and living in Cheltenham at the time. Our other halves played rugby and football in the surrounding area, and suddenly we kind of found ourselves moving from London, leaving all of our mates, knowing absolutely nobody up there and having our babies. And all I can say is thank God that we met that day.
Indeed.
We spent the next year of motherhood drinking coffee, getting back into shape in the gym, or trying to anyway, and getting through the odd bottle of wine as well, and launching our mummy blog, a place for expectant mums, new mummies or seasoned pros to come and find out all the brands that we were loving, products that we can't live without, and also for help, support, love and impartial, non-judgmental advice.
So on this series, we'll be chatting to some of our favourite celebrity females about their experiences from being pregnant to the birth and the aftermath. We'll have a sleep expert give you all her insider tips on a peaceful nighttime, some much needed beauty tips and products for quick fixes for the busy mummy, baby classes and toys worth investing in, how to travel with a little one, you name it, we will cover it.
I think it's time to get into it, shall we, G?
Let's go.
So this week we are talking about fitness and exercise, which is kind of where our friendship was born.
It is. We spent a lot of time in the cafe of the gym and also in the gym too.
Yeah, we did a lot of working out. We kept in shape throughout our pregnancies, and then once the babies were old enough, we were really lucky because we joined a gym that had a creche, so we could leave the babies in there for an hour. From 6 weeks old, we kind of felt that that was a good time to just have that hour for us, and then we'd head up to the gym floor and we would either do a class together or we would do our own workouts. We were avidly following Alexa Clark at the time on Instagram.
Yes,
and
we were
screen grabbing all of her workouts to be like, oh my god, have you seen Alexa's workout today? It's so hard. And yeah, we got back into shape together.
We did, and it was really fun. And I think you just made the point that hour was so important, just to take an hour away from the babies, know that they were safe in the creche. The girls in the creche were amazing. Mm. And just get away, to have a chat while we were working out. It was just really important, as well as obviously getting us fit and back into shape. It was just a bit of time as well, just to do something else.
It's so key in those, well, I mean, when you have a baby, you know, you're not number one any longer. And like going to the gym is quite a sort of, not a selfish thing to do, but it is all about you and, you know, getting yourself fit and thinking about yourself when you're there. And suddenly you've got this tiny baby and you're like, I don't know if I can do that because I've got to look after this baby. But we were literally, you know, 20 metres away upstairs on the gym floor. We knew where they were. We knew they were safe. And it just gave us some space and some time out. And I think it's key. If you're not into exercising, even just going out for a walk, you know, you don't have to traipse down to the gym to do it.
It's the endorphins. You need those endorphins.
But it is really good. If you can find a gym with a good creche, that's a really good tip.
It is actually. Yeah. I mean, we were really lucky in Virgin Active in Cheltenham. The girls are incredible. They were almost like our family. Mm. If Axel or Luna were upset, they would come up to the gym and get us, but never make us feel bad about leaving them if they were crying or anything like that. Even when we were having a chat in the coffee shop, they'd come out and get us and, you know, say, oh, do you know what? We'll have them again for another half an hour so you two can have a bit of peace.
Have an extra coffee.
Yeah.
We also went through all that hilarity together of when we did our first work workout post baby, and we were on the treadmill, and I was like, okay, yeah, no, I've weaned myself. Georgia was like, oh no, and I was like, oh, it's happening. Any sort of jumping off boxes or anything like that. I was like, oh yeah, no, I've weaned myself again.
We definitely built up to running and jumping. They were the two things that I thought on my first day back at the gym I'd be able to just fly into, and then, I mean, a couple of meters on the treadmill, and I was like, oh no, definitely can't be doing this yet.
It was really important to us because of the fact that we trained through our pregnancies, because we wanted to keep, it wasn't about the way we looked, because obviously when you're pregnant and, you know, your body's changing so much, you just can't control it. It was about healthy baby, happy you. And for us, it really helped to exercise. And then we wanted to continue that. And obviously, but when you've given birth, you're left with this body, which is just the most amazing thing, because it's carried and grown a child for nearly 10 months. But you don't recognize yourself. I mean, I looked at my post-baby body and I still had this huge bump and everything was sort of wibbling around, and I was just really confused about who I was.
Yeah, no, I think it's one of those things that if you did it before, it's really important to just get back in straight away, or as soon as you're allowed to, and get back going so you feel like you again. And also, like, you know, maybe it is a bit vain, but you do want to look good again. Mm. I think is that there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you used to care about it before, why would you not care about it after?
And when we say look good again, it's your gauge.
Yeah,
you know,
of course,
whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, however you feel your body looks its best for you, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's about you. It's so that you look in the mirror and you feel happy.
Yeah.
Because that's all that's important. It doesn't really matter other than that, does it?
Yeah, and also I think having that hour away from the kids, you know, we had a real giggle.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. And we were doing something that was good for us as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Love it.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? And also finding all of these amazing kind of fitness gurus that we followed on Instagram. Like Bradley Simmons was a big one for us. If you're looking for somebody that does really interesting, different, creative videos, and you haven't got that long, check out Bradley Simmons. He's amazing. And he's quite easy on the eye.
Oh, he's very easy on the eye. Quite is an understatement.
He's yummy. And obviously Alexa Clark as well. She's a big one. She's a massive influencer, fitness guru in America. She's got hundreds of thousands of followers.
I think millions
now.
Yeah,
but she does some great workouts,
and some of them are really hardcore, but you kind of build up to them, and each day she puts them on her story, so you can kind of look and see if you could do that, or you can adapt it. Like, we used to adapt it slightly, didn't we? Mm. But you do always feel knackered after you've done her workout, and really good.
Yeah, and we also love Chloe Madeley as well, for a little bit further down the line, because she's obviously, you know, she has got a pretty defined body.
Yeah.
she's stacked. She's got a great figure, but she's also a really good one to follow, and she's got her book out as well. So, yeah, there's a few that we love. Are you still training now?
I am. In fact, I did the Bradley Simmons leg workout that we used to do together last night.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, and I loved it. So, I mean, this is what, almost 2 years on now, and it's still just as hard.
Yeah, good. I've struggled this pregnancy, I'll be honest with you. I was fine the first 6 months. The last trimester, I found it really tough.
Really?
Yeah, second time round. My pelvis feels incredibly heavy, and I think because baby's head is now down and engaged, you know, I'm struggling walking to go and make myself a cup of tea, let alone kind of being on the cross trainer or trying to do squats and thrusts. It's just not happening for me. So swimming I'm still doing.
Oh, that's good.
Which is great, but that's basically it.
So when did you stop your HIIT training, which I know you are a massive fan of?
They should just call me Queen HIIT. I stopped. The last boot camp class I did was probably about 2 months ago. So I was at about 7 months at that point.
Still pretty good going.
Yeah, it was just my stomach muscles. I don't know. So I don't know if any of the listeners out there feel this as well, but I get really bad it's called diastasis recti, but basically it's ab separation.
Yeah.
And it causes me so much pain. So I have to be really careful with what I do. I remember finishing my last HIIT workout, and I was in there, my husband was in there, and I was thinking, yeah, check me out, I'm still working out. And then afterwards I was like, oh my God, I'm in excruciating pain. So you really, just take it easy. Obviously in that last trimester, it's just about gentle, gentle, slowly, slowly, slowly.
Yeah, you've got to listen to your body, haven't you?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people get really put off working out, like from horror stories. Mm. But if you've always worked out, they say that you can just continue doing what you were doing in the first place, but it's important not to suddenly start,
yeah,
you know, going and doing like a spin class if you've never done one before.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not a time to start exercising pregnancy, but it's definitely, you know, if you've always done it, then carry on.
Definitely carry
go
on.
For it.
And,
yeah,
and also, you know, if you can't get yourself down to a gym, or the gym doesn't have a creche, or you don't have childcare facilities, there are some amazing like Mummy and Me fitness classes.
Yes.
So you can take your buggy out. You can put your newborn buggy, and obviously newborns hopefully sleep a lot. Well, they do. Ours.
Yeah, especially when you're moving.
Yeah, exactly. So you can kind of run with your buggy, or you can leave them under a tree asleep, and you can do all of your workouts outside in a class with other mums, and it's a great way to meet them as well.
Yeah, it is actually. I think most places do them as well. Yeah. So they're across the country.
Yeah. So yeah, anything that you can do to get a bit of sweat on, we're
it.
All for.
Yeah.
And today we've got Erin McNaught coming to have a little chat with us, who's
very
an absolute
excited.
Mega babe, married to Example, but first and foremost, beautiful mummy. She's got two gorgeous boys, and she has, you know, she really knows her workouts. She really knows her fitness. I follow her on Instagram, and it's like super mum.
Yeah, she works out when she's pregnant as well, which would be really interesting to chat to.
Yeah.
And find out a bit more.
Yeah. I'm just not sure I can be in the same room as her for too long. She's way too pretty. Erin, let's get on with it. So as you know, the relationship between Georgia and I was born out of our love of fitness
it
and the
was.
Fact that when we had our babies, we got back into shape together in the gym in Cheltenham, and we discussed fitness a lot, and lots of people send us messages about it. And so that's why we're really over the moon today, because this episode, we're obviously talking about fitness pre and postnatal, and nobody is more equipped to talk about it. I like to call her the queen of workouts on Instagram. She's also the co-founder of the Bump Squad, which is launching very soon. And she's so beautiful, mummy of two gorgeous boys. It's Erin McNaught. Hello.
Goodness, I feel so humbled by that intro. Thank you.
Did you like it? Just rolled off the tongue?
It did. I'm going to have to remember that.
Are you well?
I'm really good. Yeah, I'm really good. Thank you.
I mean, you look amazing.
Oh, thanks. I've
put a little bit of makeup on. I'm in town, you know. Whoa, mama's out. You were saying to us that this is the first time that you've come into town since having your second Ennio.
It is, yeah. I mean, he's nearly 7 months, but in saying that, I was in Australia for 3 months, so yeah, but I don't get out very often
because you're working out so much.
No, well, yeah, trying to. It's kind of hard now, but yeah,
we're so impressed. I mean, we both follow you on Instagram. We both think you're amazing. You've got the most incredible figure. I'm not going to say you've bounced back, actually, because I think you've trained your ass off to get back into shape post
thank
your second.
Thank you.
Like, all those
thank
people that
you.
Go, oh yeah, she bounced back. It's like, no. She's blood,
yes,
sweat, and tears. Just talk us through, since having your second, what you've done.
Oh, God. First of all, thank you for saying that, because it really gets to me when people just kind of assume that you have, you know, crazy genetics or it's in your DNA. It's like, no, I worked damn hard for this. As you said, I worked out throughout my pregnancy, and I really feel that, you know, held me in good stead for now. I'm lucky to get 2 workouts in a week at the moment. You know, I've got a 3.5-year-old and a nearly 7-month-old. I'm still exclusively breastfeeding, which is kind of a pain in the butt, to be honest. not being able to just walk out the door and leave him with someone. But at the same time, that's been my choice, and I'm really enjoying it. And, you know, if he is my last, then I want to enjoy that kind of intimate moment with him. But, the once or twice a week workout that I get, I do try and keep it HIIT. I've always loved HIIT, and I feel like my body really responds well to it.
And so did you train like that when you were pregnant as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I modified it depending on obviously how far along I was, how I was feeling on the day, if I had any sort of niggles. You know, when you're pregnant, Zoe, as you know, you get crazy back pain, you know, sporadically, or, you know, unfortunately for some, chronically. I was really lucky with my second pregnancy to not really have any of that. In saying that, I was also extremely, I did loads of research about how to maintain core stability while doing workouts while pregnant. And I feel like second time around, I was a lot more informed. And so therefore, the workouts I was doing were a lot more beneficial to my body.
So you really, you know, put your sort of mind to it and did the research in terms of just sort of willy-nilly in the gym, you know, doing your HIIT workouts, but you focused on, you know, you specifically said what with the abs and...
Absolutely. And, yeah. So a lot of people think that you can't do ab workouts when you're pregnant.
Yeah,
you
know, I definitely thought that.
Yeah, especially into the third trimester. The reality is you can definitely work your obliques, which will kind of help to hold your belly in, which means you're not going to get the crazy back pain because you're not getting the sway back that a lot of pregnant women get. So, you know, you can still do side planks. If it's too difficult on your feet, you can do it on your lower knee. You know, there's loads of alternatives, and it's just about making sure you maintain form while you're doing everything. That's the biggest thing.
Yes, it's key, isn't it? Because otherwise that's when you start getting your injuries.
Yeah, absolutely.
I sort of want to go back because you've always been into your fitness, your health and fitness. Mm-hmm. And so when you discovered that you were pregnant for the first time, did you think... I mean, what did you think in terms of taking your fitness forward?
Oh,
was it just
God.
A natural, well, I'm going to carry on training and I'm going to carry on doing it?
Yeah, it kind of was. And... in a way, I look back on my first pregnancy and I'm like, oh God, that I probably was a bit silly with it. But in saying that, it's not like I pushed myself to the point of, you know, feeling sick or, you know, hurting myself. I just sort of was like, well, it's almost like I went anti everyone else. Everyone's going, oh, you put your feet up. And I was like, hell no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to train even harder. You know, it's not that I did anything reckless, but in my second pregnancy, I was definitely a lot more cautious about making sure I was more informed. You know, I was a lot older as well. I was 3 years older. And you know, as you get older and with subsequent pregnancies, you're more likely to get more injuries. So, yeah, I just went for it. I kept doing at the time, I was doing the Nike Training Club, which is, you know, high intensity stuff. And I just kept doing that. And if I felt lightheaded or dizzy or sick, then I'll just have more breaks. But I essentially completed each workout. It just took me longer.
And were your instructors okay with that? Because I remember going to a class. I must have only been like 20 weeks pregnant, something like that. I only had a bit of a bump. And it was on trampolines. And the instructor went to me, oh, I think you might want to sit out of this.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, don't
want to.
Yeah, I mean, I feel fine. I've only probably got like an extra couple of kilos on my tummy. It's really not a big deal. I feel all right.
I actually... get so angry when we come to this subject, because I know that instructors and PTs and stuff, they're just trying to, you know, save themselves.
Yeah,
basically.
Course,
they don't want the pregnant woman in their class to have an injury or, you know, something worse. So I know they're just kind of covering their butts, but they also need to let the woman decide how she feels, because ultimately it's our choice. And if you're strong and you're fit, there's no reason why you can't continue doing what you've always done, as long as you're not starting something you've never done before.
Yeah.
We talk about that, don't we? It's about it's about kind of maintaining, you know, if you've never done exercise before, probably starting to do high intensity workouts during your pregnancy is not the time.
Not the way to go, no.
But if you've always been fit.
You can still build up to it. It's just a matter of, I mean, high intensity, people kind of go, oh, it's this crazy, whatever, but it's all relative to you. So if you've never exercised before, you know, your high intensity for you is going to be a lot less than what it is for, say, one of us here.
Yep.
So it is all relative. And I think during my first pregnancy, especially, I stopped going to classes because I just couldn't deal with how ignorant a lot of the teachers were. It's not the case as much in Australia. I feel like people in Australia are a bit more... kind of accepting of pregnant women working out.
Yeah.
Over here, it's still very parochial and very traditional. Yeah. You know, the woman puts her feet up and she has a cup of tea and a biscuit. And it's
to pregnancy yoga.
I've done that today.
That was
and
the other thing.
Pregnancy yoga, you just breathe.
Yeah, I mean...
I can breathe any time of day, hopefully all day. You know?
I know. I mean, I went from about 13 weeks or something, because I was just an eager beaver, like wanted to get in there. Like, yeah, I'm going to do this. this. And they're like, can you touch your toe?
But they
like,
don't let you go before 12 weeks.
Yeah, I can touch my toes.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and then she'd be like, oh, for the advanced ones in the group, like looking at me because I could touch my toes.
Of course I can. So is this the reason why you've launched or are in the process of launching your new business? Talk to us about the Bump Squad. Okay. Come on.
So one of my good friends, Deanne, she is my business partner. I was pregnant with Van, my first, and and we were talking about how I was talking about how frustrated I was with the lack of facilities and out there. Sorry, not facilities, the lack of classes out there for people in my position who were already fit and wanted to continue being fit throughout their pregnancy. And she just said, "Well, do something about it." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So she came on board, and then we both were pregnant. I was pregnant with Enya, my second, and she was pregnant with her first. And she was like, right, what are we doing? Like, we need to launch this now. And so we just, you know, started the Bump Squad. I mean, it's not out there yet because we have to have all of the workouts, you know, kind of gone through with a fine tooth comb to make sure they are safe for pregnancy.
What are they though?
So it's all high intensity. The difference is that it's broken up into trimesters, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And then within each trimester, the first half of the trimester and the second half, because obviously when you're 27 weeks, the start of your third trimester, you're going to feel completely different to when you're 39, 40 weeks.
Yeah, of course. Or 42 in my case.
Oh, God.
You weren't training then, though. You were waddling.
So it's basically just what it sounds like, high-intensity training for pregnancy.
And you were saying that in Australia, they're a bit more equipped, or at least they're a bit more accepting of high intensity workouts. HIIT training over there when you're pregnant is kind of, yeah, almost celebrated, and it's, you know, it's done during pregnancy. But here we're a bit like, oh, no, you need to be careful.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's just my perception, but I feel like that's the case. Maybe it's just English people are a bit more reserved in general compared to Australians. I don't know.
I've seen Erin at her least reserved moment. I won't tell that story. But yeah, she's wild. She's definitely wild.
Oh, dear.
So you had your second child, Enyo, 7 months ago.
Yeah.
How long did you wait before you got back into your training?
So I went to the gym 3 weeks after he was born.
Wow.
But that was... I definitely didn't consult my doctor. So that's probably not the way to go about things. I wouldn't advise that, but I felt good. And I think if you're very in tune with your body and you know a little bit or a lot about fitness and you know what happens to your body during pregnancy and the risks you run of going back to the gym too early or going too hard too early, then, you know, you're going to be okay. I was very cautious. I just sort of did... You know, I'd been doing my pelvic floors religiously. I'd been just walking and sort of, I don't know. I mean, my last workout I did at 38 weeks pregnant, and it was a HIIT workout. You know, I was doing kettlebell swings and that sort of thing. So, wow. So I knew that my body was still in pretty good shape. In saying that, you know, that gym session I did at 3 weeks, I was pretty sore afterwards.
Were you?
But, you know, just normal muscle soreness that comes from, you know, 5 weeks of not going to the gym.
So did you go straight in with HIIT or did you like build?
So I did low impact HIIT. So no jumping, no sort of single leg stuff. So no high knees or anything. It was all, so just some squats, nothing too deep, no sumo squats.
Yeah.
What else did I do? God. Just some light weights with, you know, arm weights and stuff like that. Yep. Yeah.
So you just took it easy. Just brought it down a couple of notches.
Yeah. So I still got my heart rate up, but not nearly as high as I would normally.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, you know, for women that you know, either can't get to the gym or they just, you know, they don't have those facilities near them and they want to do a home workout, the first one back, any sort of tips? Because there's lots of things that you can do at home. You can do it and you can move your sofa back and you can do a whole workout
absolutely.
In the living room.
Squats. Just do some squats.
Yeah.
Squats are, if you do a proper squat with correct form, you cannot go past them. You can do weighted squats holding your baby. Once your baby, yeah. you know, like my baby loves it now. Obviously, you can't do it when they're newborns, hold them out in front of you unless you, you know, Lion King style. But yeah, you hold them in front of you and they love it because you give them a little smile. And also the extra weight in front of you helps you to maintain form so you're not tipping over onto your toes. You know, you've got to be pushing through your heels always, keep your back flat and your chest up. But you can just do that in the living room with your arms out in front of you. You can do pelvic tilts. You can do them from like a week after having your baby, where you just sit with your back pressed against a wall. You put your hands on your hip bones and you just sort of tilt your tailbone under that. And that will help your rectus abdominis, so yeah. you start to heal and everything.
Yeah, because that is a big concern for a lot of new mums. I know I didn't really know much about it, and then Zoe and I were chatting in the gym, and she was like, oh, have your abs gone back together yet? And I was like, well, what do you mean? And then she pushed my tummy, and there was this big hole in the middle, and she was like, well, no, yeah, clearly not. Yours haven't. You need to work on that.
Yeah, there are. We did lots of specific exercises, yeah. didn't we, to rejoin yeah, our abdominal wall.
Yeah, you can actually lie on your back with your knees up in a sit-up position, put your hands over your, like, lace your fingers together and put them over your abs, and then just do very, very small ab tilts. Like, you're not lifting your shoulders up at all, you're just tensing while lying in your back. But I actually had bigger separation with my first baby than I did with my second, because I'd researched the core exercises so much more thoroughly the second time around. So my separation with Van was about two to three finger widths, and then with Enyo it was like one.
Wow. Like, it was so it's nothing. In the prep, isn't it? It's working definitely. Out during your pregnancy and doing the right yeah. things.
And holding your core in at all times when you're pregnant. Like, I know it, sometimes you just want to like let it all hang out, but if you keep your core engaged as much as possible when you're pregnant, you kind of, it doesn't stretch as much, I guess.
I've literally just gone and just saw you do it as well, and my buttocks.
No, I mean, because
like throughout the day, it's so hard. You get tired, and yeah. your muscles get fatigued. And of course, it's okay, but just, you know, when you can, as you remember, you just kind of suck it all in again.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of women out there that think, oh, do you know what? I can't do HIIT training now. And I'm sitting in that camp now because I'm at 36 weeks and I'm having a few sort of health issues and I'm finding yeah. it really hard to breathe. Like, my breathing, my lung capacity yeah. has gone down so much. So what can we be doing? Because if we don't want to do a HIIT workout, and I'm, yeah, I'm all for, normally I would be like, yeah, let's do it, but not now.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Swimming. I know that's like the, you know, doctors are always like swimming, but yeah, it is really good. The buoyancy you get being in the water is amazing. So if you can find, you know, your local public pool will be heated and it'll be lovely and you'll kind of feel like you're in the tropics for a bit.
apart from when you're getting changed.
Freezing cold. Yeah, freezing, that's true. What else?
Do you rate pregnancy yoga?
I didn't do it.
Okay.
I tried to stretch on my own, but I just found I'm not a yoga person in general. Like, pregnant or not pregnant, I just find it all a bit, it's not
slow.
In keeping with my brain. Okay. My brain's like da, 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 da. I love fast stuff. I'm a mountain biker from like way back. I started mountain biking when I was 10. So I love anything that's sort of fast and yeah, hence the hit. But I guess a bit of boxing maybe, because it's mostly upper body. It's still quite high intensity, but it's not putting that pressure. You could also wear the supportive, what are they called, like Spank type things, but for pregnancy, the maternity
yep.
ones.
Yeah,
I found them hugely helpful in my final sort of month or so,
just
especially when
support.
I was working out. Yeah, I wore it every single time I worked out. And I really felt that helped.
Well, that's interesting. We've not thought of that before.
Yeah,
we?
That's a really good, but it totally makes sense. It's like giving your bum a hug underneath and kind of
yeah,
lifting it up and
totally.
Keeping it feeling supported.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I used was just off Amazon. It was just like a band, but it was made of quite thick sort of thick lycra, I guess it was.
Okay, that's yeah. interesting. I like that. Gets onto Amazon. Starts ordering that.
Oh, so I've just had my baby. I haven't, but say I had. And I want to go to a class. I haven't really exercised before, but I feel like now is the time. You know, I want to get into it. It's good. I want that hour to myself. What classes do you go to?
Okay, I would start by seeing a qualified postnatal specialist, as in, you know, a physio or a PT, someone who actually knows about, preferably someone who's had kids themselves, so yeah, they know how you're feeling. Get them to evaluate you. You know, most people will do like a first session free, like for the evaluation, and just sort of see where you're at, like how your pelvic floor is, how your core is, because these are all things which will determine what classes are appropriate.
Right, okay.
You don't want to go into, you know, a body attack class.
No.
I would suggest just walking. Walking to begin with. Walking is amazing. You know, if you really, really get your speed up. And also think about going to a women's only, like, postnatal class. I know there are a lot out there now, like, there's what, bumps and burpees, and yep, and those people will be really supportive of you. And, you know, if you're feeling a bit funny, you can just go straight up to them and say, look, this feels, yes, weird.
Yeah, too much.
As far as specific classes, I don't really want to say, because it's so unique to each individual person, what, yep, you're going to enjoy, you know, whether you enjoy one-on-one with a PT or whether you want to go and find a community of other mums. Yeah, I would just say, you know, look into it locally and find someone that's close by, because you don't want to be, you know, on the other side of town and, you know, your baby all of a sudden needs you. You want to, yeah, feel, it's yeah, you get panicky. You want to be close to your baby.
What do you think about the Mummy and Me fitness classes? Because they have these sort of dotted out across the various green spaces that we've got in London, but they do them all over the country. So you can basically, if you don't want to leave, if you've got anxiety about leaving your baby, which we totally understand, you can go, you know, push the pram out, mm-hmm, go to a class on the common somewhere and just be like, baby can sleep under the tree. Amazing. And you can get on with it. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I did that. I was walking through my local park and I saw a guy with like 6 or 7 women with kids, and I just went up to him and I was like, hey, like,
what's,
can I join?
Here?
Yeah, can I join in?
Like, looks like fun. I want to do it. Because he was doing high intensity stuff, you know, and these mums looked really like, you know, they really were going for it. And yeah, I mean, that's probably the best thing you can do, because they're other mums, so they're totally going to understand if you have to stop. The only thing was, my baby was always the one crying and like pushing the other babies around. So I was always like, oh God, sorry.
We relate to that, don't worry.
Yeah, I know. We were definitely in the camp of leaving the babies in the creche so that we could have that hour to,
yeah,
ourselves.
Yeah, and that is actually a really, really good point. I didn't prioritize myself nearly enough with my first baby. I tried to do everything myself. You know, I wouldn't, you know, my husband didn't even give him a bottle until he was like 9 months old. And I do, and I've headed down this road again the second time round, because I don't know why. I just find it hard.
Because you're a control freak,
I'm a
Karen.
Control freak, and I find it hard to delegate. That's very true. So don't do what I've done. Yeah, use that time. Like, if you can just get an hour a week for yourself to put the, you know, leave the baby with a sitter or a family member or a friend, put him in a creche, whatever you can do, and get that hour, because you need it for yourself. And that's definitely what I'm going to start doing right now.
Yes. I was going to ask you, the other sort of health benefits, other than the obvious, you know, the fact that you look amazing, but what does fitness and exercise give you, and what will it give the other mums out there?
It is the one thing that saves me, that makes me feel like me. It gives me, you know, that rush of endorphins, that you might have previously experienced from going out, you know, and you don't get to go out anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, going out dancing at a club or something, I don't want to do that anymore. It doesn't even appeal to me. But going to a fitness class with other people and, like, you know, clapping along and, like, cheering and listening to rave music, like, you can pretend you're partying, but in a really, really healthy way. And, you know, you don't get that hangover. you don't get the,
yeah,
crash.
Yeah, you come out feeling good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's second to none, the feeling that I get from exercising, and that's why I do it.
And what about making friends?
Definitely. Especially in London, I find that going to fitness classes is the best thing for networking with other mums and stuff, because you can feel so isolated in big cities. And it took me a long time to sort of find a good friendship group over here because everyone is so busy doing their own thing, you know, whether it's working or being a mom or, you know, whatever. So yeah, going to fitness classes is just the best for me meeting like-minded people.
Mm. Yeah, I mean that's our story, isn't
yeah.
it?
So, yeah, and I always think it's really interesting that it's not necessarily just about, you know, everyone always talks about getting back into shape and, you know, getting your body back and all this stuff. For me, like you said, it's about turning up somewhere, having the hour, knowing that there's going to be other women there that are going, we're going to throw ourselves around the room for an hour,
yeah.
laugh, giggle, you know, have a release, talk about the fact that our kids haven't slept, you know, that you're yeah. pulling your hair out, that you feel knackered. And at the end of it, you're going to bounce back home and you're going to feel yeah. ready to tackle the next end
Absolutely.
Of the day.
Absolutely. It breaks up the monotony of yeah. And I, you know, a lot of people are too scared to say, but being a mum can be so monotonous. It can be boring.
Yeah, of course it can.
It's day in, day out. You wake up, you're looking after somebody else the whole day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week without a day off ever.
Mm.
And it can really weigh you down. And, you know, I've actually been going through a bit of a low point, you know, in the last few weeks since we got back from Australia. We spent 3 months there. The weather was beautiful. I've got all my family over there. We've got no family here, so I've got no support network. And I was really struggling with, you know, my husband being very, very busy and just being at home on my own with the two kids day in, day out. And I was just like, I need a break.
Mm.
I need a break. And just, you know, half an hour at the gym is all it takes. And I come back and I'm like, cool. I'm ready to go again.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it really does wonders for your mental
yeah,
health?
Yeah, that's all I need is half an hour. Mm. Half an hour once a week. And it just tides me over till the next session, you know?
Do you find that, G, as well?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, I can be in a really, really bad mood. And my husband will be like, do you know what? You need to start going to the gym again.
Yes, exactly. That's what my husband said.
Yeah, and then I come back and I feel so much better. And then, like, you know, you start noticing, you know, changes in your body, which also give you that little bit of a boost yeah. as well. Yeah.
But it puts everything in perspective, don't you find?
Yeah.
Like, because things can really start getting blown out of proportion in a sleep-deprived state.
Yeah.
Like, I had a massive meltdown the other night. It was like 11 p.m. I'd just fallen asleep and then my husband came in from work and woke me up and I lost it. I was like kicking and screaming in bed, just like, I'm just so tired, I can't do it anymore. Mm. And I went to the gym the next day and I was like, oh wow, sorry about my meltdown last night.
Yeah, you do, you feel instantly better.
Yeah.
It's just taking that hour away, doing something for yourself, and it like does the reset button. Yes. You reset
exactly,
and then you
the
feel
reset.
Better. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You've nailed it.
You must have a wardrobe full of amazing activewear.
I do.
It's like half my wardrobe is activewear. Well, you've tipped up today in the most beautiful pair of heels, but sort of like cool trackies as well on the same
yeah.
time. I couldn't rock this look.
Yeah, you know, I'm always in trackies. I live in trackies, so yeah.
Put my heels on. Have you got any go-to pregnancy activewear brands that you love?
Or
did you rock out the
non-pregnancy
ones?
You know what? The one pair of tights which I just found were so comfortable to wear over my bump were Yo Gangsta. You know Goldie?
Yes.
Goldie's got Yo Gangsta clothing label and it's yoga wear. And he sent me these pair of tights and they were unbelievable, like really supportive, but then really stretchy, and they lasted my whole pregnancy.
When you say tights, do you mean leggings?
Leggings, yeah.
Legging workout leggings, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Goldie. DJ.
yeah.
So other than, you know, a good pair of maternity leggings, what are your must-have products for working out?
Do you mean post or now?
Pre and post.
Okay, water. Oh, God, the peeing. That just reminded me, it's ridiculous, but you have to keep up your water just to feel normal and, you know, to function properly. But God, it's annoying, isn't it? I mean,
oh,
Zoe,
yeah.
you must be in the throes of it right
oh,
now.
Yeah. If it's not three times a night, it's four or five.
Oh, God.
Three's a good night.
And then you can't go. You sit there and it's like, oh.
I end up like rocking backwards. Rock backwards and try and move baby's head. It's like, this is so awful. My husband comes in like, don't look at me.
Yeah. Anyway, aside from that, I don't know. Little snacks often when you're pregnant. But yeah, I'm not really one of those people that packs, you know, a big bag to go to the gym. I just, you know, take a towel and... music.
Yeah, music's a good one.
Music's the biggest one. Yeah, I listen to like hard house.
I bet you do.
Like proper hard house. Elliot thinks it's hilarious. My husband thinks it's hilarious. He's just like, oh my God, you're so embarrassing. I'm like,
hard house. It's 1999 all over again. What about workout brands? Obviously, we spoke about, you know, your prenatal stuff, so the pregnancy leggings, but what about sort of brands that you use and you love and you swear by?
I'm obsessed with PE Nation right now. It is, I don't know if you've heard of it.
No.
It's an Australian brand. It's over here now. They've just released a men's line as well. It's really cool. But yeah, really, really cool, like colour blocking, kind of primary colours. Really, yeah, really good fitting tights as well, leggings. And
tights.
Yeah, tights, yeah.
So Australian. Yeah. Like, I can see her like prancing got around in a pair of tights. Right?
Lorna Jane is also really, really good quality. Again, another Australian brand. She's killing it all around the world at the moment. I think she's just opened like 35 stores in the US or something crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, so really, really good quality. Hugs you in all the right places. And yeah, really good sort of range, broad range of stuff. Yeah,
I love Lorna Jane. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely
really good. But yeah, I like PE Nation because it's just that bit edgier. So yeah, when I want to sort of, I don't know, when I want to stand out a bit or take my look from, you know, go straight from the gym to out, which I regularly do without showering. That's disgusting.
We all do that.
We all do that, yeah.
I'll go PE Nation. But yeah, Lorna Jane's also good.
Headphones?
I got some really crap ones.
Oh, no, we're not going to talk about those.
No, I'm trying to find, do you have any good headphones that are wireless?
Well, I mean, Monster are really, really, really fantastic. You should check those ones out. That's what I train in. They're wireless. They just sit on the top of the ears. And
I got some in-ears, which were, they were great, but the battery life is horrendous. Mm. And it's gotten to the point I have to charge them after every use. It's like, yeah, that's not going to happen with two kids.
No.
They're not making the blog. And just as a final kind of, I guess, bit of motivation to, you know, a mum out there who's just had her baby that's feeling a bit rubbish and wants to start exercising. What do you say to that person?
It can be incredibly difficult to get started, and that is the biggest hurdle. Just remember that the biggest hurdle is actually doing that very first session, and once you've done that first session, everything will just come so easily after. Focus on how you feel and focus on your health. Don't focus on how you look, because that is a dead end road. You know, it only goes so far. You need to just consistently be thinking about how you feel and how happy it makes you.
Right. Thank you so much.
I love that. And can I come and train with you once I squeeze this baby
out?
Yes. Me and George will be there knocking at the door. The Bump Squad have arrived.
Yeah, you can test it out.
When's Bump Squad launching, by the way?
Hopefully in the next month or two.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. So, yeah, keep an ear out for it.
Can't wait. Erin, absolute pleasure. Lovely to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
As with every podcast, we're going to finish up with our favourite five products. So for me, it's, you know, gym gear is a big thing. So I love Sweaty Betty. Their leggings are amazing. They have that little bit in the back where you can pull it in so that they don't sag around your waist, which actually, everyone's body's different, so not everyone's going to fit the same pair of leggings. So I love them. Love Sweaty Betty.
Yeah, Sweaty Betty are amazing, and they've got loads of different, the whole of their sort of activewear range is really diverse, really interesting, really different, and really good quality.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely. Yeah, really love good.
I'm obviously 8 months pregnant and have been really struggling to find any sort of maternity activewear. But two brands that I'm loving, a brand called Leo and I. They're sold online. They're absolutely fantastic. Just really, again, really good quality. It does cost a little bit more, but worth investing in. You know, you're pregnant for quite a long time. And another really sweet brand started by this lovely girl called Chloe, Bump to Baby Fitness. Again, they're sold online. And one of the things I found being pregnant is that I just didn't want to start wearing, you know, really baggy, really bad quality active wear, you know, with like, you're an amazing mama on the front of it. It's like,
because it's actually hard to work out in like baggy stuff because you get hot and sweaty. You just want something that feels really light. And both those brands, well, all of those brands are really light. You feel like you haven't really got anything on.
And really luxe as well.
Yeah.
Which we love.
Another thing which is really key is a stability ball. You can use this when you're pregnant. So you can do lots of exercises on it and then, you know, sit and bounce on it. But also after, it's incredible for, you know, building your core back up. You can do leg exercises on it. All sorts. Just a really nice thing thing to have at home, and you know, a little reminder in the corner of your living room that you could be bouncing on it and helping baby.
We also love exercise bands, because if you can't get down to the gym, these are a great kind of accessory to have at home. You can obviously wrap them around your legs, and then you can do all of your leg workouts, including sort of squats, you know, walking lunges. I call it the crab, when you're bringing one leg up and working your glutes. So these are, I mean, they're like $2.99 from eBay. Yeah. They're really, and you can get them in different colours. Obviously, the different colour relates to the different strength of the band. So make sure you stock up at home. Brilliant.
You can take those on holiday with you as well, which is great.
If you want to work out on holiday, but yeah.
And lastly, a bit of an investment, but if you do like a home workout, a TRX is really good. You can attach it like to your door, that kind of thing. You can do everything on that again, like jumps, squats, lunges. You can do arm exercises, press ups,
shoulder presses. Yeah,
exactly. Another good, really, really good piece of kit.
Yeah, and as George just said, if you are thinking about doing any exercise on holiday, just literally bung it in your suitcase, take it with you, and you've got your home gym. So that's it from us for this week. If you have liked what you've heard, remember you can subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and it kind of gets us out to more people. And you can find all of the products that we've spoken about on today's episode on the websites. Remember, you can get in touch with us as well, madebymamas.com, also via my Instagram at Zoe Hardman, and our Made by Mamas Instagram too. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.